We good, guys. Welcome sure back to another podcast. We have a big guest on today. We got Swag Boy Q.
Epic.
What is going on, man?
Epic.
Hey, Swag.
Swag? Swag. Go by Swag now?
Swag.
Really? Okay. What's your real name?
Papi Chulo.
Very nice.
It's just Q, bro.
Yeah, Q?
Yeah, just Q.
Okay, nice. So your first name is actually Q, right?
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. It's one letter.
Yes, sir.
That's
one letter, sick. Man. Okay.
Yeah.
It keeps pronunciations in class easy. Like when teachers are calling roll and shit.
Makes it easy.
Yo, Q, where you
Facts.
At?
Yo, Q, where you at?
They're never mispronouncing.
I'll let your boy. Everybody be thinking, they be like, what is it short for? Quincy, Quintavious, Quavo. I'll be like, dang.
Yeah. Quintel. Guys, when you first came in, man, I mean, you and Chris were lining each other up, trying to check out, like, who's got the better, you know, what do you call it? Like, just the better hair going on.
Yeah,
that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about Chris's new haircut?
And I told him. I looked at him today, and I said, bro, actually, I like your hair this time. I said, last time, bro, I had to strip your black privilege away from you, but now he got it back.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? That shit got Chris going for a little bit.
He got me going because, like, it's just crazy when people say that shit because, like, it's just... I don't like. There's not a lot of things that irk me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a lot of shit, but that shit that just gets me going. That shit's fucking.
He was just growing it out.
I was growing it out for this.
All just to grow out.
Yeah, and it was all because of that interaction we had at Hush House.
Yeah.
It was at like the old Hype House, right? Mm-hmm. We come up, we're on camera, we're filming, and then you start tearing into Chris, bro, in a way that I've never seen. The disrespect and just the anger that was like. Underneath, it was like you had a horrible, shitty day, and you found the person to get it out.
Nah, bro, I gotta. Hey, look, you know, there's not a lot of black people out here, bro. So true. I gotta. Hey, when I see my fellow brother, bro, maybe he was in Get Out. You know what I'm saying? I had to make sure he was straight.
It's you, Chris, and Lorray.
Facts.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't remember where I first met you, but we definitely hung out at Hush House that day.
Yeah.
But we've known you for a minute. We've known who you are.
No count.
Yeah, on FYP, we've seen him.
Yeah. But where did it start on social media, bro? Because you're born in Honolulu, raised in Houston, right?
Yeah.
And then how did you start doing social media?
Hey man, I first started on Twitter. So I was on Twitter. I was just like posting pictures, and it was just going like viral. And I'm like, okay, for sure. I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of buzz or whatever or whatnot. Right. And then my homies was like, bro, it's this new app, TikTok. Like, hop on it. And I'm like, bro, heck no, that's mad cringy, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that, dog. I'm not whatsoever. And it was like, nah, bro, you got to get on it. So I was like, you know what? Freak it, you know? I got on it. My first video went crazy. Like, I don't know, like 12, 15 million or something like that. So
your
I was
first
like,
video?
First video,
what'd you
bro.
Do in it?
I did like a prank, bro.
Okay.
Like a little prank. And I was like, oh, shoot, what the fudge? Like, I ain't never had that big of exposure like that. And I just rode with the momentum and set some goals and just went about it. And
was
did
it mainly like girl feedback and the engagement? Like, oh my God, like his eyes and shit?
Yeah, like I got some, you know what I'm saying? Some, yeah. It was like, at first, I had like a crazy, just like a lady audience. And I was like, yeah. Because I always thought I was like, you know, a little bit smooth and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, let me.
What were you posting on Twitter?
That smooth, huh?
What were you posting on Twitter?
Twitter, you know, just like the typical F boy.
Yeah.
Typical stuff like that. And then after I started posting like funny, like relatable memes and stuff like that, but more just like some F boy content, you know.
Right. You started off with that. And then you got like this mostly like female audience.
Yeah,
right.
Female
you started
audience.
Rocking with that.
Yeah, started rocking with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm smooth. So let me start switching up my content. I started, you know.
Yeah.
Done some different
did you
things,
grow man. Like the confidence over the last couple of years too? Like with social media?
For sure.
Yeah. 100%.
I've been new, like I said before, social media. I was like, I know, like I had my dream one day. I'm like, I'm gonna be in that position. But how? I don't know, but it's gonna happen, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. You tweeted like you posted a picture of yourself from 2019. You said this picture was taken 2019 after getting laughed at from a date auction in Houston. I quoted this knowing that 2021 holds, not knowing what 2021 holds, but I knew I was going to be somebody. What's the story there, bro? You got laughed at. What the date? Explain
bro,
the date auction because they're so weird.
So look, a date auction, right? So you go in front of like all these girls and these people, and you basically just gotta like walk the runway.
Yeah.
But in a more like exclusive way, like you can dance, you can go to girls, give them flowers, all this different type of stuff like that.
Right.
And then they like bid on you. So it's like, if they bid on you, they like take you on a date. Literally, like they literally bid on you thousands of dollars just to like take you out.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like some white chicks type thing.
How much money do you get? You get commission? Or is that go to like a pot?
It goes to like a I think like a whatever event, like fundraising like event or something like that. Yeah, sometimes I go to charity or like a sorority or a fraternity or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened? So you go on stage and you said you got laughed at.
Yeah, bro. So I went on. So, right. This is my peaking time on Twitter. So yeah. I'm going crazy on Twitter, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. But this is like before, like, you know, I wasn't like big, but I was still, I went viral for like some meme I did. I did like this little light skin meme, like, ta-ha-ha. I don't know what I did. It was like this funny laugh. I did something like that, but it went crazy viral. Yeah. And then when I went, the guy who was like, there's like a judge.
Like or an not MC a, or something?
Yeah, he like, oh, got the boy coming out, blah, blah, blah. Like, he'll, like, announce you and, like, be talking, like, commentating while you're going. And he was like, no, that's the guy on Twitter. He was trying to, like, clown me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was, like, trying to, like, publicly embarrass me, like, while I was walking. So, because when I first came out, everybody was screaming in a good way. And he was like, no, why are y'all screaming? That's the guy on Twitter. He's like, like, and he was, like, just clowning me while I was walking the whole time. And everybody was just laughing and cracking up. And I'm like, dang, like, I'm getting fried, bro. That was my first time. I'm just like, I'm going. He was like, all right, $10, $20. Like, nobody was like going. I was like, bro, everybody was just laughing. And I'm like, dang, I don't got my swagger back this time. Like, I'm getting clowned for real.
Holy shit.
So I was like, dang, I was getting like really publicly clowned. And I was like, all right, you know, it's good. I ain't gonna lie. When I went in the car, kind of like, you know, shed a few tears, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, I literally took that picture and I was like, I'll be back to 2021 to give you the summary. Cause I'm like, I knew I was gonna like, I use that as motivation. Cause every time somebody try to like play me or like try to like disrespect me or take me as like, you know, not serious or they don't think I'm so serious or whatever, I take it as inspiration instead of a negativity. So I was like, all right, cool. You ain't gotta like me, you don't gotta respect me, but I'm gonna use that as like a positive aspect in life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna show you like what you laughed about.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah. How many TikTok followers do you have now?
Hold on.
TikTok
20 million.
20 million.
Okay. Yeah, 20 million.
Dude, you came back, bro. That's nuts. So everyone else is getting like these bids going up, like $1,000, and you're just on stage getting laughed at. No one's bidding for you.
Yep.
And you're just like sitting in the parking lot after just like broken for a minute.
Yeah, I was just like, I had to take a time and I was just like, fudge, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it was really funny because like a girl tweeted, I was going to post this too. A girl tweeted, That same time, like, she called, like, who's the lamest guy at your college? And she put me in it. Like, I'm the lamest dude or whatever. And then, like, a couple of days ago, it was in my DMs.
Oh, she was in your DMs now? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, it reminded me of this Drake lyric. It was like, women I used to like was ignoring me. And now they're like, aren't you adorable? I know the question rhetorical. So it's like, yeah.
Okay.
That is dope seeing the switch up, though.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Smash.
Huh?
You smash?
Nah, bro. It's like some people, you got to live with that L, bro.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
knowing
yeah.
that you're going to have to live with that L, bro. So.
Yeah. It would be like less impactful if you fuck them. And then it's like, oh, they got it. Right.
Facts. Now it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty sick if you were like, oh, so like, what now? I'd be like, ass back home.
So as I'm fucking put your shoes on.
Put your shoes on. Get out.
Shit. Yeah. Okay. So you started doing that. And then what your content now, right? Like
yeah.
You do a lot of like interview videos with mm-hmm. people. How would you describe your content to people who have never seen it? Like, how do you describe it to people? Like, parents ask you, like, whoa, what do you do, man?
I pull the baddest girls on the internet by interviewing them. I just go through, like, I feel like I just go through, like, random people and celebrities and just, like, random girls. And I just, like, I feel like I just interview people. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, yeah. I just feel like I'm, like, the playboy of TikTok.
So with some of the girls, like, it seems kind of scripted. Are
yeah,
some,
yeah.
Some
oh, no, no, no. Some of them, I ain't gonna lie, I do some scripts on some of them, you know what I'm saying? So I'll be like, yeah, let's do some scripts. Some people, I don't even do scripts, but they see my videos, so.
And they play, they
like,
know
they
it's
just,
up.
Like, kind of, like, play along, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
So what's the success rate of that? Like, how many of the girls that are in your, like, bad girls that are in your videos are you, like, getting with, you know, like, later in the week, or?
Hey, you taking work home?
I ain't gonna lie,
taking
bro.
Work
I
home?
Be, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I love taking work home. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We just go home and like, you know, read books.
Yeah,
you know
I
what I'm saying?
That.
Read books and like, yeah, watch Christmas movies and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But nah, but yeah, success rate is like, it's really good. Cause like, I feel like a lot of females, like when I collab with, like, they be like, dang, you're not like, I don't be coming off on that persona. Like mm-hmm. I just be chilling, but they like the swag, you know? So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is your audience now though? Like, do you have a lot of like young guy, like guys in like middle school, high school that are
yeah,
like,
yeah,
this
got,
is epic or is it?
Yeah, I got, now it's like, it's split. So it used to be just all girls, But now it's like, since I've been doing stuff with a lot of girls, you get those thirsty old men, and then you get the younger kids, like you get the middle school kids who's like, oh my gosh, like swag is all the girls, and then you get the older creep guys like, yeah. I had some old people come up to me like at a pier a couple times like that, be like, yeah, you're that dude, like, I mean, just on some weird stuff kind of.
Yeah, that dude that helps me get their nut off.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, like, I watched your videos. Like, it's crazy because I was looking up the girl's age and I didn't know she was like that old. I was like, bro, you're weird, bro.
Nah,
like,
that's weird. Do you think are they into the girls or are they into you? That could be it, bro.
Could be split.
We talked to somebody that has like OnlyFans, like he's one of the biggest guys on OnlyFans, and it's mostly old gay dudes.
Bro, I don't know, bro. It might be, bro. You know what I'm saying? They may have found some type of reaction from myself or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Yeah, you work really good with hot young girls and then old gay guys. That's your niche, and it's pretty epic.
Probably so. All
right. So when you moved out to L.A., so you grew up in Austin. What was the journey there?
Austin.
Sorry, Houston.
No. So, yeah, I transferred from Houston to Hawaii. I went to college and everything out there, and it was, I ain't gonna lie, it was a good time. Like, I was really on, like, some just chill vibes. Like, out there, only thing you can do is just go to school and party, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. A lot of people don't know. I don't drink or smoke.
You don't drink at all?
No.
You never done it?
I mean, I have, like, back in, like, high school, like, freshman year. But I'm just not a fan of it. I don't drink or smoke. I just feel like it, like, alters your mind and stuff like that. So I was like, dang, how can I, like, be here and how can, like, I have fun at these parties? So I just started talking to girls, and that's kind of where I built my confidence from.
Shit,
from being at parties, because, like, what else can I do? Like, everybody's having fun because they're, like, out of the world. But I'm like, dang, I can't really turn up. So I got to find an alternative, and that's when girls came in the picture.
Yeah, so your version of taking pulls and, like, smoking bowls is getting laid. It's not like talking to chicks.
Yeah, talking to baddies, you know what I'm saying? I just love women. Like, I don't know what it is. They're like the goddess of this earth, bro. Like, think about it. I feel like every guy needs a queen. Every guy needs a queen in his life, bro. Even, like, y'all probably got y'all little sneaky links or, you know, or female that you mess with or talk to, you know what I'm saying, on the side, like, I feel like it's good to have, like, you know, like a little bad team.
Yeah.
Right by your side. Yeah, it's good to, like, you know, stay diverse in, you know, the female world. You know, just kind of keep your eggs in different baskets and shit. Like, yeah, you know, it's always nice to just, like, kind of, you know, this person's doing something, you know, it's fucking.
Diversify your assets,
yeah.
You know?
Diversify your assets, yeah. Because
then if the fucking market crashes, then you still got.
What you got, man?
You still got shit to run. So, but doesn't it kind of irritate you, though, like not being drunk, talking to drunk people?
Yeah, that's got to be annoying.
I mean, in a sense, yeah, it can be. Like, it depends on what the girls it is, but I don't even be depending on mine. Like, sometimes this is what I do. I'll sit and I'll observe. I let females come to me and I see, like, I pick out, like, the ones I want, really. Mm. So I go and I just be like, all right, let me just chill. I get there and I just chill. I just be posted up somewhere. And I'm like, all right, I'm just scoping out, let the girls flow through. And then I just, like, pick out the ones I really want.
Because I've noticed that, like, when I saw you at a party, I can't remember, it was fucking, I can't remember what house it was. It was that, it was this one house. And, like, I saw you just talking to all these girls. And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I, like, came up and talked to you. I dapped you up. And I'm like, wow, I'm fucking hammered. And I don't have any girls. And then I was like, and this dude doesn't seem that hammered. And he has hella girls. So I was like, maybe I gotta reevaluate.
Yeah, it was a long ass time ago. And there was, like, two girls. I'm not going to name one of them because obviously I don't want to embarrass her.
Right.
But the whole Uber ride home, she was like, oh my God, Spike Wiki was there. Oh my, and, like, literally just wetting herself. And I'm like, bro, just, like, get composure.
I think it's the like dark skinned dudes with light eyes. Like,
probably so.
It's a cheat code, probably, bro. So.
It's a little cheat code. I ain't going to lie. It's a little cheat code.
Well, because, like, I mean, hella people have to ask you if you're.
Yeah, they'd be like, you wearing contacts. Let me see your baby pictures. Poke your hand in your eye, do all this, but they be doing all that, bro. But it's like,
damn,
nah, it's just, you know.
So your process is go into a party, scope it out, observe, like, who you're kind of into, right? And you let them approach you, or do you approach them?
So, I mean, it's 50, like, my 9 times 10, I let them, like, because once you see somebody just post it up, 9 times 10, you keep circling around, you're going, well, you like, what the hell are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that they'll come up to me. It's like a little marketing tactic I get for girls, because girls are very, to be realistically manipulative. Mm-hmm. So, you can easily, like, just finesse, but they're going to come into your make conversation. Or sometimes, like, I ain't going to cap, like, I sit there and I just, like, wave them over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I come and I just, like, I give them a little sauce or I, like, spit a little game and I, like, walk away. And then it gives them like a little like, dang. I'll get them some fire though.
Okay, what is like, it? I'll like give the people some help here. Let's say I'm a chick, right? And I come to go, hey, are you Swag Boy Q? Oh my God. You don't say anything?
No. I'll probably, it's different. When it's a female, it's just different how I'm going to come about it. But like, I'll probably say something funny like, Swag Boy, like, I don't know who that is or something like that. Like, just be something funny.
No, it does work.
Or whatever, yeah. Like, play around with her. But I don't act like, I don't come up to her cocky. You know what I'm saying? I don't try to come up like, yeah, that's me. Or, baby, you know who I am. I'll just be like, Swag Boy Q, who is that? Oh my gosh, no, you're blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm Poppy Chulo or something like that. Yeah, or I'm Poppy. I just be like, I'm that, like, when a female knows that you're confident, I promise you, it's like panties off. Because it's like, they can see your confidence. Because a lot of guys, when they come up, like, they're not as confident. They talk. A girl can tell when you're nervous. And yeah, that's just a fact. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm Poppy. That's my name. Oh my gosh, Poppy, blah, blah, blah. And we just like engage in conversation. And then after that, I'll be like, I'll give y'all a little tip. What I do, bro, a lot of guys don't do this. When you talk to a girl, 9 times out of 10, what do you do? You probably ask her name, where she's from, the typical things, right?
Right.
I'll be like, I'll literally be like, are you happy in life right now? Be like, what? Like, for real, like, are you happy? Because if you can get to a girl mentally, you win, bro. So, I'll tell her, is she happy in life? Like, what does she want? What's her aspirations? What's her future like?
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, that's how, because a lot of guys be like, I'm different, girl, I'm different. But that's how you can really show a girl that you're different, even if you're not really different. But
okay.
Showing a girl that you're different is asking her different questions that's not typical. Or even her friends don't ask.
What if that just, like, completely backfires, though? Yeah, like, no, like.
Yeah, do you have stories of it backfiring?
Right, because, like, imagine you, like, ask a girl if she's happy, and, like, you're having fun. It seems like she's having fun. And then she's like, not.
Oh,
she's
no.
And then
you start breaking down. I'm like, oh.
Imagine, bro. Like, imagine you're just sitting there, and it's like.
Gosh.
I don't know how to deal with this.
And then I ain't gonna lie, I think I've had something like that happen like a few times before. Where it's just like,
you're kind of like, yo, have you met my homie?
I got a bro right here. You know what I'm saying? He
Chris
can
walks
take
up,
care of me.
Hey, how you doing?
Nah, bro. But it's like 9 times out of 10, it works because a lot of girls, they're not gonna really break down because they don't know you like that. But if a female just like vulnerable and she's been wanting to spill something out and she breaks down, it's kind of awkward, I'm not going to lie. But again, she's going to feel more open to you because you didn't come off as everything about it.
Yeah.
You go to a party, right?
Right.
A girl goes to a party 4 times a week. She encounters, let's say, 30 different dudes come up to her.
Right.
Right. 4 different times, 3, 6, 9, 12, 120 dudes in that week, bro, come up to her. With probably the same exact game as you came up with her.
Yeah.
You got to come different, bro.
You got to come different.
You have to. In order to stick out to a girl, in order to really, like, show yourself, or you trying to get, like, you know, a quick fix or whatever, you just got to approach, your approach, you got to be different. And I feel like with me, my approach is different. Like, I don't come off as, like, no thirsty dude or, like, baby, how you, like, the same thing. I just come off, like, different. Like, I ask them different stuff, and they'll be like, oh, should I feel more comfortable?
Right. Because
they'll be like, dang, I've been knowing my best friend for 5 years. They never asked me a question like this before. And you already blah, blah, blah. So they just feel a little bit more comfortable. When you get a girl comfortable, bro, my biggest quote, bro, is, look, if you can make a girl laugh and giggle, you can make them cheeks clap and jiggle, bro. And that's a fact, bro.
Swag Boy Q niggalations.
That's a fact, bro. Niggalations, bro. That niggalations, that's the future niggalations. But you know I'm a virgin, so I don't know about clapping and jiggling. So, yeah.
That's also what dudes who get a lot of pussy say, bro. They're always like, oh, yeah, I'm a virgin, bro. Like,
yeah,
I'm a virgin. They'll be like, dudes who get pussy, yeah, no, bro, I'm a virgin. It's like, bro, nobody buying your shit. Bro,
I don't know, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've been on this earth for however many years, but I'm a virgin, bro.
It's just a goddamn lie.
Hey, I'm a virgin, bro. I don't know, man.
It's like Danny Duncan. Like, I heard Danny Duncan really likes having sex, and his entire
virginity
brand is
rock.
Virginity rocks.
Like, literally.
Oh, I don't know. I always saw that shit was funny.
How do you feel about girls that are like, hey, if we're gonna hang out, I want to be like with you. I'm not trying to do this like one off thing. How do you react to that kind of stuff?
One off.
Like they don't want like a one night stand or anything. They actually want to be in a relationship with you if they're gonna keep being with you. How do you like approach that kind of stuff?
I mean, I'm very communicative. Like, with me, it's like, you don't want a one-night stand or anything. Like, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not about them vibes. Like, I can vibe with a chick and just see what her vibe's like. Because sometimes I just like seeing what girls' heads like, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody has, like, different approach, or some girls have some bigger morals than other girls do. So I'm down with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's true though, you know what I mean? Like when girls are like, just, what are we doing tonight?
That's just a really funny way of saying this chick's a hoe, this chick's not a hoe. Like some girls have better.
It's a fact, bro. Some girls are just, you know, pop it for anybody, bro. You look good at this, bro. The morals out the window, for real. The streets are calling their name, for real.
You ready to ever tie down though?
You said what?
You ready to ever, like, you know, stay with
them? Tie down? Yeah, well, if the opportunity presents itself, bro, I'm for sure. You know, I'll tie down, like. Mm. I'm open to it, you know. I don't got no problem. Like, I'm just not gonna just be chilling for forever. You know what I'm saying? So if a girl, if the right girl comes by, then cool. But a lot of these girls, bro, they don't even know what they want for themselves. Especially at this age and around this time, bro, they really don't know what they want out of their career.
I think to find a wife, you gotta move out of LA. Yes,
that's
a fact.
This place is not the place to find.
This ain't a place for love, bro.
You gotta go to like Wyoming.
I used to always tell myself, like, ooh, man, when I come out here to LA, man, I'm gonna find my wife. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Boy, was that exactly.
Wrong. Well, what do you think makes a big difference between like Houston girls and like LA girls, or like anywhere for that matter?
Houston girls got more morals than LA girls. They're like less for the streets. Like they have, like, you know, they're more like church girls. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Out here, girls, bro, they be believing them crystals, bro. That's them crystals.
Dude, why is everyone into like crystals and fucking astrological signs and shit?
Horoscopes for real? Yeah. Like they be like, you're wait. Oh my gosh, you're a Pisces. Oh yeah, we're not talking.
Perfect example.
Yep,
bro.
Yep.
What?
You know what? So my shit is like, if like a girl asks me my sign, I'll tell her the wrong sign. And then she'd be like, oh my God, I so see that on you. She like, that's so you. Yeah, and then so I'm like, bro, I'm not even, that's not even me.
He's got skin. I could have told that was you. Like, by the way, you're like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, shut up, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's a bigger turn. I think that's one of the biggest hot girl turnoffs. That is like, if a girl's hot and she starts talking about crystals and signs and shit,
it's just like, bro, shut up, bro.
It's like, bro, you smell bad.
But also, like in LA, like it's a shit ton of social media here and followings and money. Whereas, like, there's not really anywhere else. So, of course, it's a place to have the most like toxic girls. I feel like
facts.
Clout chasers. That's what I see.
There's just a lot of clout chasers out here, bro. A lot of girls just want to make it, so they really gonna do whatever to make it. To be honest,
true.
Like I see a girl, you'll be hanging out with them the next day. They were freaking Trippy Red or somebody. Freaking, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They
also, but the guys just want to. Like fuck all the time too. It's not even like the best morals for the guys.
That's
like,
true.
That's everywhere, bro.
Yeah. Okay, that is everywhere.
Everywhere. That's 50% of the population
of dudes, bro. Mm-hmm. But the girls out here, though, I'm telling you, they got more games than dude out here, bro. I'm telling you, the girl can make you feel like she'll make you feel like, dang, maybe this is the one, bro. And then next thing you know, bro, she's at freaking one of these freaking TikTokers or freaking celebrity's house. The next day, you'd be like, dang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's how it be, bro. It's cold world.
It is,
man.
Weird because, like, you just you just like struck a nerve. Yo, so like in the first 4 months of us living down here, I was talking to this one girl, and she was always down to come over. But every time I see on her story, when she says she wouldn't come over, she's at a different mansion of a rapper. So it's like she'd be at Trippy Red's, Sway Lee's, and it's just like, how are you getting into these places? And then I realized if you got a face. You can get anywhere.
Oh yeah, these girls, bro, they can get anyone like for free, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm promise you, bro, she's definitely getting something out of there, man. Yeah, you're not going to a girl, especially a girl, a red flag, bro. And just to everybody out here, if you see a girl at 9 times out of 10 of the parties that you go to, or you're out and you see a girl out, she's definitely getting piped down or something like that, because she's not going to all these parties for no reason.
True, it's like the girls that you have to convince to come, like. The girls like you, like invite to come out, and they're like, "Oh yeah, like I got like work tomorrow or some shit," mm-hmm. and they like aren't going out. And you're like, "No, like it'll be fun," and they're like, "I bet I'll come."
Yeah,
like that's the type of girl. That's that, the like,
that's
is
the
good,
that's
chilling.
The actually like chill good girl. But the girls that you always see out at these parties, bro,
living off somebody else's money.
Yeah,
and just,
she's for sure getting her stuff rearranged by different people, man. You know. Definitely, you're not the only one, pal.
It's not that guy. Kai's doing all the unfortunately. But it is fucking weird
how you see the same group of like 50 to 100 girls at every one of the parties. It's like the core group that travels everywhere. They might as well just get a fucking bus that they all go together.
Exactly, bro. Yeah,
just fucking,
you know what I'm
spray paint orgy on it.
They should probably have the street name to them, bro.
Yeah, there's a whole street.
Oh, speaking of, have you ever had any like sugar mamas in your DM?
Oh yes, bro.
Like how much have you been offering?
Oh my gosh, bro, sugar mamas, I love it. I ain't gonna lie. The most I've Well, I mean, I could probably get offered some, but don't be following through. But the most I've got from a sugar mama, I ain't gonna lie, was 70 bands.
70 bands?
70 bands, bro. Well, just like from one sitting. That story. 70 bands in one sitting, but she kept getting more money. So probably told her, I don't know how much.
Bro, you gotta walk us through.
Yeah, you gotta walk us through this. 70
bands.
Explain this experience with a sugar mama.
So I was on live. I was on live, right? Just me and my homies used to always go on Instagram live. And I used to be like, hey, like, you know, I want some. I used to be like, I want some Captain Crunch tonight or whatever. Somebody cash at me money. Mm-hmm. And then one time I was like, boom, I got this crazy cash app notification. I'm like, what the fudge? $500, right? Then after that, I'm like, okay, bet. And like, boom, another 500. Then boom, 1,000. I'm like, dang, it just kept going. And my cash app literally got blocked because kept sending like so much money. And then after that, she was like, Venmo. I was like, oh, shoot, bro, who is this girl? And then she was like, boom. She was like, daddy, you're so fine. Blah, 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 this. And then, boom, I just got this wire transaction, bro. She was like, what's your, like, what's the name? I felt sketchy about it. She was like, what's your banking and routing
information? Yeah. I was like, a little sketched out about it.
Do it. I was like, freaky. She sent her all this money, so I can't get scammed, right?
Right.
So I sent it. And then, boom, woke up a couple days later, bro. 70 bands.
70 bands just from a wire?
Just from a wire
after getting banned on Cash App, wire transfer, 70 grand.
Wire transaction, 70 bands, bro. I was like,
that's a wet dream.
Whoa. I was like, hold on, man. This is unreal and unheard of, bro. And it's like, I'm not even like really giving her much. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie, I gave her my number. You know, she FaceTimes me here and there. I'm just like, hey, shoot, FaceTime me. You got that bag like that? You can FaceTime me. I don't care.
How does she get that bag? Is it like a married woman that's like married to a rich guy?
What if it's her husband?
Or it's like she's like super successful?
She's married, bro.
Oh,
she's married to a dude and he just got crazy bread, bro. He owns like, I don't know. He owns some big, some crazy.
Like he's a CEO of Apple.
But like, it's all that, okay because you
he's
know
one
that.
He's one of the CEOs or something. I forgot what it is. It's like one of that. It's that cigarette. I think it's that cigarette freaking. Or how is it?
Like Juul or something?
Blue Views.
It's
BLU.
Yeah.
Nah, it's one that's popular, bro.
Puff? Bloom?
Is it cigarette? What is it? I don't know if Marlboro. It's alcohol.
It's something.
It's something like that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude, alcohol. Dude, that's why her husband owns it, bro. And bro, she should be getting blessed, bro. And she'd be blessing me, so I don't be mad, bro.
And you don't? Do you ever meet up with her? Like, does she live around here?
No, she doesn't live around. She doesn't live around. I think she lives in like Vegas or something like that.
Bro, that's insane. Like cool. That is insane money.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy, bro.
What does she get out of it? You guys just talk on the phone, right? It's just your attention and just your time.
Attention, my time. Bro.
That's usually what sugar mamas want. Cause
yeah,
like,
attention, time, husband, and then you know. she send her freaky selfies, and I'm just like,
damn,
cool,
bro. Yeah, because in my Instagram DMs, it's like there's like sugar mamas that are like old white women, mm-hmm. and they'll literally be like, "Oh, do you want $600 a day?" And I mean, I think it's scams, but I always mm-hmm. just respond with like, "Yes, please." Like, you know, it's like, yeah. Dude, imagine that shit, bro. That'd be awesome. Like, nah. I would do a lot of things for $600 a day. Like for a year, if somebody paid me $600 a day, bro.
That's some bread, bro.
I'd send dick pics for $600 a day to some mom.
Asshole like, pics, anything.
There's a lot of shit I would do.
I mean,
$600 a day, right?
Hey, only going to her.
You're saying, I mean, bro, you're making
straight cheeks, bro.
If she asked for it, if
the
like,
mirror on the ground,
she
and
said
you take the
no
picture?
More transactions if you don't show me your asshole.
I mean, bro, you're making almost $200,000 a year.
That is a lot of money, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
You're making almost $200,000 a year off soft cock shots. I mean, come on, like there's literally like no negative drawback to that.
That is a fact. Now I ain't gonna lie. I mean,
she can even expose me.
If she exposes, you can still take it to court.
And you just don't put your face in it.
Yeah,
true.
That ain't mine.
See, that's not true. My asshole. That's not what it looks
not
like.
My butt cheeks, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
4K with it. That'd be funny. You got like a tattoo, bro. A distinguishing tattoo. Everybody like you go on the next podcast. Hey, pull your pants down real quick.
Yeah, we gotta check this real quick. We saw a report. Dude, so 70K, you get that, and you just get these offers all the time from like these sugar mamas, right? Yeah, what were you saying, Chris?
Yeah.
What?
Somebody was playing on.
They came back with the air.
They came back. But 70K, you get these offers. So that's ridiculous money. Like that's crazy, like bro. That's way bigger than any brand deal, right?
Nah, that's like some brand deal money right there, bro.
That's
crazy.
I was not expecting you to say 70 bands. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, because we have Nick, we know Nick Liberti, and he got banned off Cash App, Venmo, PayPal because he had a sugar mama that used to send him like $4,000 every couple weeks. But that's different money, 70K.
Nah, 70K, bro. Wire when a girl when you know a girl's truth, the truth when she wire transactions, you, bro. Yeah. Then you're gonna be like, all right, yeah, this is real. Mm-hmm. So she wired that money, bro. And I'm like, yeah, She the truth right here.
How do you even report that for like taxes? You just write that as sugar mama?
It's a gift.
It's a gift. It's a charitable gift.
It's a B-day present.
When you're rich like that, bro, they probably just got that F you money, bro. So
yeah.
I don't complain. I just be like,
sure. How often do you do you still get money from her?
Yeah, I still be getting money from her.
How often?
You know what I'm saying? Bro, whenever, like sometimes I ask, sometimes she just be blessing me like randomly. Like I just like randomly just wake up in the morning, just boom, 10 bands.
10 bands now when you wake up too?
Huh?
It's still happening, 10 bands.
It still be happening, bro, from time to time. Like she just send, or like, I make my money, so I don't just be hitting her up all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, send me money, because I just feel like it's just like thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to have that like amusement, like I don't need her.
Yeah, yeah.
So it makes her like want me more.
Yeah, you know? She wants to chase you. She keeps on sending money out.
She keeps on going.
Do you need a fucking, you know, constituent? Like, dude, I'll fucking.
He'll take the photos of you, dude. He'll do that.
Bro, throw me in a goddamn group chat with this woman, bro.
Hey, man, I might have to put you in a group chat. Be like, hey, man, I got some boys. Some of my homies was like, bro, put me on. I'm like, hell no.
This all mine.
This is me right here, bro.
Like, that's hilarious.
That's literally an angel falling from heaven.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's like a gift that gives back, man. That's Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Yeah.
And then so I guess kind of changing topics, but I was gonna say something. It was good, but I completely forgot it. Hate it when that happens.
You got shocked by the 70K.
No, that's insane. That is actually insane. Well, it's more than that. That was on one fucking...
One time. So what do you think it is, like, in total? How much do you think she sent you over your entire relationship?
I ain't gonna lie. Probably half a mil.
500K?
I swear. I can't make this up.
And she's the only one.
I can't make this up, bro.
She's the only one, right? Your
she's
only sugar
the only
mom?
One. She's the only one.
You don't need anyone
I can
else.
Show you like a... Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah.
I'd be greedy.
Let me see.
Three sugar mamas.
Yeah, you would try to get as many as possible.
Let me share something real quick because people, you know, in the comments might be like, oh, this dude cap or something like that. I'm going to show you what she sent the other day.
Yo.
Just show people, you know, ain't no cap in my rap, man.
Yo.
Dude, texting her would be the most stressful shit. I wouldn't want to fuck up. I mean, you have like $500,000 on the line.
I put everything on Grammarly. Facts.
Yeah, everything's going on Grammarly, bro. No mistakes, none of that. God.
One second.
Definitely have a title for this podcast. Swagboy Q receives $500,000 from Sugar Mama. Like, that was the easiest way to come up with a title.
It's insane.
That's
incredible.
Wow.
What? Oh, yeah. What's the proof? What's
look at this? Look at this pending transaction right here.
Wait, what is that?
Look at this pending transaction right here.
Wow. Guys, that is a transaction pending on his Bank of America app or whatever.
Valid.
$30,000.
Valid. I have Chase too, and I know it's valid.
$30,000, bro. I promise. I'm not making this up, bro. Ain't no cap in my rap, man.
Jesus. What does your family think? Do you tell your family, like, hey, so...
No, I don't tell my family.
Your family doesn't know? Dude, you're making $500,000. Your family doesn't know where it comes from?
They don't even know all that, man.
At that point, my mom would be proud. Are you kidding me? She'd be like, dude, way to go, son.
Like, if you have 20 million on TikTok, like, you can literally just say, like, that's for me.
It makes me want to post, like, a video or something like that. Like, hey, man. Who want to be my sugar mama? Who want to be my next sugar mama or something?
They're like, it'd be funny as fuck if you like post like happy birthdays for her and shit. You're like, yo, thanks for blessing me this past year. Happy birthday to.
Happy birthday.
Is there any like millionaires off of like somebody being their sugar mama?
I'm sure. Dude.
Oh, yeah probably yeah. So. 100%, bro.
100%.
100%.
That's probably someone's business, you know? That's all they do. Okay, so she said, Swag, like, I want to meet up with you. I want to hang out with you. Like you, I want you to come over to my house and we're going to do stuff. What would you say at that point? Because she's already giving you $500,000. Would you be able to deny it or would you go?
So, like, I know how to play my cards. I don't know how I would do it. I don't know how I would, like, make it. But I would do it some way where she doesn't get everything, you know what I'm saying? But I tease her a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just blown away by the fact of how much money... She's giving.
Nah. No one else is doing that. Like, do we know anyone else that's been able to pull something like that off?
I know somebody who has he's a straight dude and he has a sugar daddy, all he has to do is once a week just text him like hello, and like yo what's good, and he gets
right.
I don't know how much he makes, but he has a whip from him. Like he does pretty well.
You know what the real move is? You need to then hit up the husband who has the real money, and then you got to get both of them going at the same time.
No,
have
you
them
just
separate.
Fuck up the whole
thing.
You'll
mess up the whole entire thing for sure. Because
they're probably keeping it secret, right?
Bro,
I don't know. What if her husband doesn't even know?
That's what I'm saying. He probably doesn't know.
So if I told him like, oh, this is your wife doing, he's probably gonna be like, oh, heck no,
and cut her tie. That's her allowance.
That's her allowance right there, man.
True.
What if they're like in on it? What if it'd be weird if they're like in on it together? It's like low key his thing.
His thing.
He's like,
that'd be weird.
What if they're like Mr. Beast in you? You know, like, oh, you know, send him this. You know,
bro, I don't know, man. What if they're trying to report me to the cops or something like that?
I mean, for what? You haven't done anything.
I know. I don't know, man. I don't question. I'm just like, cool. You know. It's a blessing, man. Go ahead, bless.
When you tell your friends about it from back home, like, what do they say about this stuff?
They be like, bro, what the freak, bro? Like, that's crazy. I be telling them to get on that Sugar Mama wave, bro. It's lit. Okay.
Damn. Okay.
Sugar Mama wave is lit.
That's the way to go. Okay. Sure. Do you ever? Yeah. Do you want to? You want to see this?
Yeah.
I was researching you right way before this podcast, and something came up. You ever look at your fan fiction?
Fan fiction.
You know what that is?
I don't know.
Dude, it's when people that fuck with somebody, they go online to this website called Wattpad, and they type a story of like this fantasy of them with you, and it's like we read one on about like
it was about Keo, right?
Yeah, Keo Sire. You know Keo Sire? Mm-hmm. Dude, he had one that was 8 chapters long. Like people draft it, they write notes saying, "I'm gonna be coming back next week during my summer break. I'm gonna finish the book." They write whole things about you, bro. This is 8 pages of a book for you.
Whoa.
And their dream is that you read this one day.
All in there.
It's about like fantasy sexual encounters.
Yeah. You just got to look up Swag Boy Q fan fiction, and there's just like stories after stories after stories. Chapters of fucking girls putting their hearts out in a book.
It's creepy.
It's creepy as shit.
You might look at girls a little differently when you read that.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get started. All right. This is called You Mine, Swag Boy Q by KC Fantasy. Amari laid sleeping in her bed. She was finally able to rest after babysitting her 2 nieces. The moment she closed her eyes, relaxation and peace took over her body. That is until she got a phone call. "What?" she said aggressively on the phone without looking at the caller ID. "Hey to you too," the person on the other line laughed. Her face softened and her tone changed when she realized she was on the phone. "I'm sorry, Q. I'm just really tired from babysitting Jonah and Kaylin all week." "I get it," he said. "Get your rest. I'll be over in 2 hours. Okay, bye." Mari was just getting some juice from the fridge before a text from Q arrived. "Q Shamar says, come outside, hope you're dressed." She replied with, "Give me a minute," before quickly putting her hair up in a puff and putting on her shoes. Q was leaning on his new car, an Audi R8, waiting for Amari. "Oh my God," Amari yelled, "you got a car?" Q looked up and smiled and said, "You like?" She said yes and squealed. "I promise you that I'll take you anywhere when I get this," he said. "So where do you want to go? I have the perfect idea." What do you think about it so far?
I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of interesting.
Right? It's kind of good.
Good writing.
I'm intrigued, actually.
Yeah, you want to see where it goes.
Solid writing, too.
Right. I'm going to skip a couple chapters. You guys basically go to an amusement park and have a great time, right? Mm-hmm. Then you take her home. Amari, let's see what this part is. Oh, yeah. Here it is. This is where it gets interesting. Dude, there's so many fucking chapters, bro. You are
insane. Look at how many pages there
are.
Look at how many
pages are. Literally wetting themselves over people.
Dude, it's fucking nuts. It's insane. All right, about 30 minutes later, we pull outside of Q's house. What are we doing here, Q? Q didn't answer. Instead, he walked over to the side, opened her door, and threw her over his shoulder. "Put me down, Q," she yelled again. "Got you," he replied. He took her upstairs and placed her on his bed. "Q, you stupid hoe," she yelled. "I fucking told you to." Q interrupted her by pinning to her bed and kissing her aggressively. She kissed back, but she didn't lose the attitude once he pulled away. "Who the fuck do you think you're talking to, Amari?" Q asked her. "You bitch," she replied, sitting up. "Damn," Amari said out of breath. Q smiled at her and went to get a towel. Once he came back, he wiped down her back. "I ain't know I had it like that," she told him. He smiled and backed down and threw the towel on the floor. He got next to her in bed and pulled the covers over the both of them. "I guess now would be a bad time to tell you that I'm in love with you. You could have started with that, and we could have made love instead of fucked," Amari laughed. "But I guess now is the best time, bad time to tell you I'm in love with you too." "Nah," Q said. "I'm glad you told me all that." He put his arms around her. What does that make us now?" Amari asked him. "Do you want to be friends?" he asked. She said no before kissing him. Legend says the two ended up as a happy couple. Of course they had their ups and downs, but they always made it through and stayed deeply in love with each other. That's a fan, bro.
Hey, that needs to be my Sugar Mama shit.
Yeah, dude.
Bang.
What the fuck?
Nah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
She needs to go touch some grass, bro. She needs to get a dude.
Dang, hey, man. If you're looking at this, man, sheesh.
Yeah. Dude.
That was riveting.
People
that
writing is, Harry Potter novels about you, bro.
Wow.
And she's writing about herself in that.
Nah, that's crazy. That is crazy. I didn't even know that existed. I ain't gonna lie.
The crazy
but
thing
I'm glad
is,
it low-key exists.
Yeah.
There's about 100 more stories just like that.
For real?
Yeah, there's all these different. You're gonna go home and just like reading it all day on a Kindle.
it's entertaining.
This is my shit.
I'm gonna be like, oh shoot, this is crazy. Nah, that's fire though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, that's low-key hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
I might discredit. I kind of like it low-key.
Yeah.
It's like, dang, they like love you. like in love, like that's no, that's next level, bro.
That's next level.
That's
right?
Next level, bro. That's like,
that's not the love of like if they ever meet you, they'll capture you and put you in a dungeon.
Nah, that's, I ain't gonna lie, it's low key kind of creepy though too. At the same time, like it's next level in a good way, but I feel like if they do right. see you in person, bro, they're gonna follow you
yeah.
home.
Yeah, it's weird. Like and when you make content,
they'll probably kidnap you.
Yeah, like when yeah. you make videos and stuff, you know people like you and people want to see your videos. Yeah, but you'd never really think about the fact that when you were a kid, you were in love with some people that you watched, and there's people doing that to you now. You know?
I just wonder how old some of these people are.
Dude, she could be like fucking 12, dude. It's a scary thing. Okay. Yeah. But actually, no, her writing was really good. She's probably like 20, 21.
No, she has to be older. Nobody, you don't write like that if you're 12.
Oh, okay. So you think she's like 45 writing no, this like I'm on saying, a typewriter?
I'm going like college.
College age?
College level. Yeah, yeah.
College level. Okay.
Do you like going to colleges? Like showing up to like random college events?
Yeah, I like showing up to college. No, it's lit, bro, because you know, you get like a lot of recognition. People know you from who you are. So it's like lit. Because like with my content, like I get love from dudes too, because it's like, you a hot girls. And I also get love from the girls because they think I'm an attractive guy. Mm-hmm. So it's like a win-win. That's why I like that my audience is like split now, because mm-hmm. before it used to be like hating dudes. I used to show up and be hating dudes, be like, oh, this nigga trying to take my girl, blah, 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 or F him. But now it's like, oh, you're the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? You lit because like you got baddies in. The girls be like, oh, he fine. And just,
damn.
It's lit. Like college is lit. I ain't gonna lie. I like college. You having a good time.
Well, you also went to college too, and like a bunch of the influencers out here haven't even
went to college. Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
Where'd you go to school again?
Sam Houston.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay. So you went to Houston. You didn't go to college in Hawaii at all?
Nah.
No? Okay. Mm. Damn.
Nah.
That's crazy, bro. Okay. Yeah. Most of these influencers haven't gone to college or anything. They drop out of
high
school.
Yeah, they haven't. They drop it out. Nah, I'd be like, bro, what the fudge? I'd be seeing some of these girls at these parties. They'd be like 16. I'd be like, bro, don't you got school the next morning?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
honestly, right?
Dude, there's people who sell that to me. I'm like, bro, how about you tell your mom to come pick you up and
literally, like, baby, don't you got daycare or something? Like, yeah, Jesus, yeah, it's like, too, come on, man,
it's a little out of pocket.
Like, what are you doing? You know, it's crazy.
It's a different breed of girls out here.
It is.
Nah, it is a different breed. You see them at every club event, every party, and they're like 16 years old.
Yeah, speaking of, like, I went to freaking went to Miami, and I forgot. Literally, everybody at the fucking boxing event was like, oh, we're going to the club after. Yeah, yeah. And I thought to myself, I was like, I'm older than like 83% of the people I just said that to. And I'm not gonna get in. I'm 20 years old. So how are they getting in? And I looked at all their stories. They're all in. Like, all these like 18-year-olds.
If they're popular enough, they can get in no matter what. They can be 15 and they're getting into these clubs, bro.
Yeah, of course.
It's nuts.
Facts. It's crazy. Clout and all this crap is dangerous.
Yeah.
But if you bad, though, it's just you're getting everywhere.
It's a dangerous trap, though.
That's the thing. It is a super dangerous trap, bro. And these girls will trap you.
Mm-hmm. Gets people in trouble.
It does get people in trouble. Dude, I noticed that you don't swear at all.
Nah.
I was going to say that,
too. Yeah, where'd that come from? Because you're saying, like, fudge. And where's
fudge
that come
and
from?
And everything like that. I mean, bro, like, I just, like, I try to grow every single day. You know what I'm saying? Like, my biggest thing is, like, growth for within everything, within life in general. And I just feel like, one day I'm gonna be a dad, right? I don't want to be cussing around my kids and like just like saying all these words and like, you know, just being like a bad influence to my kids. And also, like, I do have a Christian belief as well, so I try to just do better for myself and just better for people. And I just feel like when people see me, there's a lot of like younger people who watch me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to slip. Like, I feel like this: if I can't say it on camera, I shouldn't be saying it off camera.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah,
you feel me?
To a point.
I mean,
to a point. But I just feel like it'd be better for me if I just like limit it and don't even try it at all. So I just feel like it makes me like, again, a little different, you know? That's why I feel like I got a little different persona. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't really cuss. Like, just like, it's rare.
Yeah, it's
a rare breed.
Because well, I was wondering, like, I was like listening, because I was hearing you say, I'm like, bro, he's going to swear at some point on this podcast. But I know you didn't know.
Did you used to swear a lot and you started curbing it?
Oh, yeah, but I ain't going to lie. Splash was bad, bro. It was so bad.
That's something we need to work on, bro.
Dude,
we curse way too fucking
every time I curse and I realize I'm cursing, I'm like, dude, I wish I didn't. And I don't know where I picked it up. But like, where'd you even start with stopping something like that?
Because like, sometimes I'll acknowledge my curse words by saying a curse word. Like, fuck, I just said fuck.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. Sure. But you were surrounded by like actually like more like Christians, right? Like you surrounded by the church growing up.
I mean, growing up, not really. I kind of like discovered my faith kind of like in like high school and everything like that. Like I really started like dial into it and like really get into it and stuff like that. But I'm around more people who's doing something for it, who's like grinding.
Yeah.
I'm around like go getters. Like 9 times out of 10, like if you see like the circle of my homies, I'm around. They're not like bums, niggas. They're like some people who like, all right, we getting this money.
Yeah, they're working.
We working. We like trying to go to the next level. Mm-hmm. So I'm surrounded by people who's trying to take me to the next level because it's like, I'm going to be at the next level. I don't just see myself as no TikToker or YouTuber, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm always trying to elevate to get to that next level. That's why I don't see just like, I don't really make post celebrations of when I get to a point. You know, my fans might love it. And sometimes I'm not going to lie, I'm going to start doing that. But I got such a big expectation of high standard for myself that I don't really like, I don't take time to really celebrate.
Okay. Yeah. And you're always just trying to go up and up and up. Yeah. Do you consciously surround yourself with certain people? Like, do you kick people out of kind of like your close circle if you realize that they're not the best influence?
Yeah, for sure.
You kind of go there, by the
There's been people like, man, sometimes I just had to kick out my circle because like, I mean, we eating, but we not eating at the same. We can still eat, but we can't eat at the same table no more because like, what I want, I'm hungry. And you might not be as hungry, bro. So I like, you just wasting space. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're just around and you're not doing it with yourself. You're not doing it with your life. You're not trying to like go to the next level. So it's like, you are who you hang around essentially. You hang around bums, you're going to become a bum. You know what I'm saying? You're hanging around millionaires eventually, bro. They're going to show you how to become a millionaire, you know? So
you are the average of the five closest people around you.
That's facts.
Right? That's what people say.
That's facts.
Damn. Okay. That's insane. Dude, you're not like what I expected, right? I'm sure you get that a lot, right?
A lot of people say that, yeah.
When you get to interview someone and you have someone on a podcast, you get a way better understanding of what they're like in person. Like,
yeah.
I did not expect that from you. Yeah, I don't know why, but it's pretty sick.
I mean, I can see he's a hustler. Like, he has a good following YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Young Versus.
Yeah, but like, we know people who are able to be successful on social media, but it's different when you're acting like just trying to surround yourself by people that are going to the next level.
Yeah, next level. I just see myself next level because it's like person like no discredit. So what's that dude named Austin Mahone?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I mean, a few years ago, dude was like top shotter. Now he's not like as big, you know what I'm saying? He's still probably doing his thing and stuff like that. But like, that's what's gonna happen to have these influencers, bro, in the next couple of years. It's gonna fall off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't try to get to that level. I gotta be like, okay, what's next? What can I hop on next? How can I elevate next? How can I take this and be on steroids with it?
Shit. You know? So what's your day to day? Like, when you wake up, what's the first thing you're doing? Because you know, because the typical thing is like, I go to the gym 6 a.m. I take a cold ass shower.
I ain't gonna lie.
What is the real thing?
If I did that, bro, that'd be hard. You know what I'm saying? I'd be waking up at 2 sometimes, 1 o'clock, like to keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I'd be waking up late because I go to sleep late. But I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I do, before I go to sleep sometimes, a lot of the times I'd be like on TikTok, YouTube or something. I'd be drafting ideas and just like stuff that I'm gonna be doing like throughout the week and like throughout the days and stuff like that. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I don't know what today holds, but yeah, I'm gonna just planning through the day. I just live day to day, bro. 9 times out of 10, I don't really like plan and have everything on a crazy schedule. I'm a bad procrastinator. I was like that in college.
Really?
But I procrastinated and I had a 4.0. So, I mean, some people can do it. Some people can't do it. I'm just lucky enough to procrastinate and get work done too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Damn. So it's not like the typical like dude grind schedule that most people do. You're being honest,
bro,
with it.
Like, I'm being real with it. Like, everybody like has like, some people got to like really chime back and have it structured. You know what I'm saying? But I just can't do that, bro. I feel like that would drive me mentally insane, bro. I wake up when I want to wake up, and then I just be like, all right, time to grind. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
that's crazy.
Let me get at it, because it's like, or if I'm taking a couple, like, I barely take days off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, I feel like I don't feel right taking days off. So I kind of just like constructed that in my mind a little bit. It's like, let's keep going. Let's keep pushing.
I'm the complete opposite, man. Like, I wake up, and if I wake up a little late, it starts my day like shit.
Oh, shoot.
I feel so bad when I wake up because I feel like all the things that I plan out to do in the morning don't get done. And my entire day is so much more screwed up.
He gets sad. He almost cries.
For real? Yeah.
He literally, there's been times. There's been times where Kai normally wakes up at, there's times like we'll go out and party and like everybody will wake up at like, not, like I always wake up pretty early, but like everybody will wake up at like 9:30, 10. We normally start at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai will like wake up. He'll either be like out while there's still people here partying, like at like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai will be like working and shit. And then like he'll like get up in the morning and it'll be like 9:10. And he'll like come out and be like, oh my fucking God, I'm so mad right now. I'm so mad that we're getting started late. And I'm like, bro, just calm down, dude. It's fine. It's 10 fucking minutes, dude. Like,
one time we like purposely left Kai asleep and then he woke up like 40 minutes late. He's like, no. We heard it echo through the house.
It's just like, I don't know. My brain works a certain way where there's shit that's on a list and that shit needs to get,
done, to get done.
And things need to get done in the morning and then other things can get done.
Nah, that's fire. Like, yeah, I mean, like, even for me, I'm going to need to start like adjusting my schedule because, like, the day, like, the reason why I can like adjust it and like sometimes wake up like 11 through 1 or 10 through like 2 is because like daylight was getting dark at like 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Now it's starting to get dark at like 5, 6. Yeah, so yeah, like I'm about to start waking up early, but it's easy for me to wake up early too just because like I don't know.
Yeah. You're also not getting high or drunk.
Yeah, so I don't get high. So it helps me. It helps me, bro. So it helps me. I can get up really whenever and just get started and get to it. But I just try to plan like collabs, or I just go and like if I don't got collabs going or whatever, I just go get it, you know.
Has there been, kind of speaking on like your filming and stuff, has there been stuff that you filmed that you've just kind of thought is like you'll like film it and be like, wow, that was too fucked up. I can't post that. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because like there was one thing that I like when now talking to you, I'm like, oh yeah, this dude's chilling. But like I saw like the Walmart broom prank.
Oh my gosh, bro.
And I was like,
I got so.
And that was so. Lie. Was that fake?
I got backlash. Yeah, that was fake as hell, bro.
Like so, those girls didn't work at Walmart.
Nah, bro. Yeah.
Thank fucking God.
If people didn't see
the video for people.
Nah, people didn't see what the girls have on. Like I have a like I try to make something in the video with obviously cap. Either they got like these. Like freaking flip flops on or like booty shorts or something like that, just with the Walmart vest. I try to have it like where's cap, but bro, the basic video is like where I have like a broomstick and then we'll set it up. And then like I wouldn't like stick it in her butt. If you've seen it, I go between her thighs.
Right.
I go between her thighs and then like you know, a sound or whatever. But it, just to go viral. Just like another big buzz on the channel. But the thing was, bro, people was taking it like so little, like, oh my gosh, like is that sexual harassment? Like, oh my gosh, you're sticking it through.
We found 5 articles written about it.
Bro, that was, it's crazy, bro. I was like, oh, shoot. Like, yeah, I ain't doing this video no more.
Yeah.
There was something I was like, yeah, I ain't. Because, like, I don't really prank. If y'all see my stuff, like, I don't do pranks. But I was like, you know what? The people was, like, wanting me to do pranks so bad or, like, blah, 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 so bad. So I was like, you know what? I'll dial into it to do something. But if I'm going to do something, I'm going to try to do something, like, at least kind of, like, viral worthy where I still try to implement a female in it somehow while I'm pranking her. So that's why I did that video. But yeah, the results from that was, not so pleasant. So I was like, yep.
Well, because that one guy, who's the guy that does Chupapi
Moon? Yeah, because he does it and he doesn't even really get much from it because this is his brand. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, because like I saw him do it and I was like, wow, dude, that might be a little too far. Because you can kind of tell when shit's fake and when shit's just based on people's reactions.
Yeah.
But like with his, I was like, is that fake? And then with yours, I saw it and I'm like, you know, it seems fake, but like, bro, if that's real, that's real, pretty that's crazy. Fucked up, man.
If it's real, it's super fucked
up. Yeah, if it's real, nah, if it's real, bro, it's like, nah, that's not cool. You know, I just feel like a lot of, but in general, though, what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of pranks in general is like not cool. Like real pranks like that, like putting stuff in people's hair and like just going up to people, like it's like public disturbance. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really cool. So when you're doing a prank, if the prank is not fake, 9 times out of 10, it's like you're taking it too far because you're harassing somebody. A lot of it's harassment.
I also think it's more like the people's, like the actual prankers' reaction. After they prank people. Like, because sometimes, like, if you like went up and apologized to someone or paid them, like, you know, if you're giving people $200 after throwing fucking, like, people throw like those fucking rice up in the air and shit, and then like be like, oh my god, what just happened?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, dude, it's probably some dad who's just trying to go fucking shopping for his family.
Yeah.
And he's, or some mom, you know, it's like they're just trying to enjoy their
day. They're trying to enjoy their day.
And then they like won't. You know, I just know.
They just that these walk people, off and like, we got the video.
These people are like 1.0 GPA activities fucking like out here just being menaces. And, you know, prank someone who's 20. Like, exactly. Who gives a fuck? They'll get over it. But like, I don't know, some dad. And like, you just know that they aren't going up to him paying them afterwards.
Yeah.
I know, that shit just always kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, pisses, yeah. That's same for me, bro. So that's what I was like. Yeah. Prank realm is not really for me. Like, it's fake and stuff anyway. So it's just like, I don't like faking a lot of content.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I like doing like what I naturally do. Like I told you, I naturally talk to females and do that stuff. Like, I'm like that in real life. So that's why I implement that in my content. Like, I don't do stuff that's not me. Well, I'm doing stuff that's like not myself.
And if you're writing the script too, like, I mean, it's all you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you're still the one that's doing it. So it's, you know, it's like respectable. But yeah, some of that prank shit just goes too far.
Speaking of pranks, fucked up.
Are you bringing it up?
Yeah.
Dude.
Speaking of pranks, it's fucked up, bro. Mm-hmm. So, like, you were auditioning, right? Before you say anything, I thought it was good.
You were actually good. That was the thing, right?
But the fucked up part is obviously the kid was obviously faking it the whole time. What's his name?
I don't remember his name, bro. He's some TikToker.
Now, the thing is, bro, I knew he looked familiar. Because, bro, if you go back to his channel, I did a video on his channel, like, a while back, like he pranked you before. He didn't prank. He tried to do a prank, but I really obviously knew it was cap. But when I seen him, and when I seen him again, he grew his hair longer.
Yeah.
So, and it was like a year after, so I didn't like. I seen him once, so I didn't really recognize him like that. And then once, like, once y'all posted it and stuff, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Dude got me.
That's a fuck. Dude, nah. That was hilarious.
Nah, bro, I was like.
New main, it was hilarious.
Okay, it depends on the people, but like people. You, there was a guy that sings Foreigner that actually did pretty good. He did pretty good.
Wait, Evan Papp?
Evan Papp got he did it, bro. But he was doing it of the role of like a Broadway guy, and he was doing it good.
He was singing for an Outer Banks audition.
Yeah, so what sucks is that everyone that he got was actually doing way better than I would do.
Yeah.
And it is just fucking fake.
Nah, I was like, bro, like, what the fudge? Because, like, I ain't gonna lie, the email was, like, valid. Like, I didn't even read it. My manager did everything. My manager set up the Zoom.
Wow, your manager got pranked.
My management got pranked, bro. That's crazy. So I'm like, so that's why, because I don't really look at stuff like that. I don't go to my email and check none of that stuff. So my management told me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, for sure. Because I was just, like, a few days ago, I was just talking about Outer Banks. Because we did something, like, something sent over to them or something like that. So I just thought they was just reaching back out. So that's why I seemed so legit. Like, it was, like, his timing with it, he probably didn't know it, but it literally was perfect because it, just a few days before that, we were talking with the people on the casting of that show. And then all of a sudden, they emailed by him. Yeah. So we thought, like, okay, this is legit, blah, blah, blah. So my management set up emails and stuff with him, got on the Zoom call before then, prior time, and then we got it set up.
Damn.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was so unorganized because like I woke up like he woke me up out of my sleep for that because we were supposed to do that at 3, but it was 3 his time, not 3 my time or something. I don't know, it was
like 11
weird time. But I got up, so I was just straight up like boom, let me just dial into it and get straight into acting mode. And then then I was like, so I got into it. I'm like boom, boom, boom. I'm like dang, I woke up. I didn't even know how I did. I was just like freak it. And then.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen the video, it's this kid like in his bedroom. And he kind of like feels professional and stuff. He has like these TikTokers on and he goes, hey, I'm a producer for Outer Banks. Can you please read this script? And then you just went into full like warrior mode.
Straight acting mode. Cause like, bro, I'm a natural, like I can act for real. Like one thing that a lot of people don't know, like I can act and I can really sing really good. I just don't display it out yet, but it's going to be coming soon. Like I'm telling you, I'm being movies. I'm being shows.
Yeah,
you're gonna hear it. I'm telling you. I haven't. The thing is, I haven't been doing that stuff though. But I'm gonna start doing it because, like, what was it, in high school? I auditioned for like Disney, made everything, but just stuff was just so expensive and pricey. I had to move to LA. My mom wasn't cutting it, and my dad wanted me to be a sports fanatic, so he was like more invested into me, like going D1 in college for football and track and stuff like that. But my main focus, like, I really want to, like, the stuff I'm doing now, and I really want to do it when I was younger because, like, I was making auditions and making castings and doing all this stuff, and I was really, like, natural doing it. So now I'm like, all right, bet it's time to, like, open those doors now. My goal, I'm building my social media, and now I'm starting to, like, really tap into acting, tap into music and all that good stuff like that, so.
You're going
to
come out with music, too.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to kill it all, like.
That's crazy.
I'm running, bro.
That's nuts.
But the thing about pranks is like, it's only a prank if you could take it back. Yeah. Like that kid, that wasn't a prank because that definitely just ruins people's day after that if they find out. Because you know, like, what's his name? What did he just mentioned his name?
Evan Papp.
Yeah, probably hella excited for that role. Mm-hmm. And like the thing about a prank is like, oh, we're just joking.
Joking.
Here's a role to a different show.
Yeah, that's
a different prank or like.
Facts.
Come on. Well, dude, Evan Papp's starting a little different because he's not as like established and like has his own career right now on TikTok. You do. Kane Newmain does right. So I think it's a little bit more okay in that sense. It's a fucking prank, right? Yeah. If you fall for it, everyone falls for pranks. But then it happened to go on TikTok.
Pranks are like, for me, like you can like clean the slate and it goes right back to where it was before.
Right.
That's a prank. And like, hey, it was just a joke. That's one of your reaction. Not something where like, okay, I'm just not going to get the role. And I really wanted that role.
Nah, I'm like, fudge. I'm like, bro, this make me want to, I'm about to hit them up and try to do the real audition for real. Like, so, it makes me want to like.
If you like take it well.
No, I want to do it. No, because it's like, bro, if opportunities like that present itself, bro, like with me, I just know 9 times out of 10, like, when it comes to competition, bro, I don't care if they've been acting for a while. I just feel like I can outdo my competition just naturally because, like, I feel like I just, this is just how I feel. I just feel like I'm really good with stuff to come like that. You know what I'm saying? That was really off the top of my head. Like, where you come from? Like, that's something I would see in the show. Like, I vision myself if I seen that role as a person, how he would do it. I just, like, boom, I just do it. I put myself in that character and I do it. Like, because all of my stuff, when I do script stuff, I direct it. I set up. I set the reactions up. So I know how the reaction is needed. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like I'm really good in the acting space because I'm really good in directing space, so I know how it's supposed to be placed.
And you also, like, the thing now that a lot of, like, people that are just actors complain about, but I think there's value to it, so who gives a fuck, but it's like creators who have a lot of followers, right, or influencers, mm-hmm. you're going to get a lot more opportunity to go out and audition for big roles because they know you can move people and you can move seats and sell seats. Right. You're going to have a lot more doors open to you than anybody else.
Right.
So if you have the confidence that you can fucking take it and you take those auditions, you're going to get those roles.
Exactly. That's why I deny reality shows.
Really?
So I've had reality shows come, I deny them.
Because when you get into
Love Island, it was a couple. That's one of the big ones, like everybody knows. But it's been like a couple of different ones, like the F-Boy crap and all these different ones, like came to me with like opportunities to audition. But I say no, because once you get in a reality space, it's so hard for you to get out and to get into actually show, like an acting show.
Right.
Because you're only taken serious for reality TV, like you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the reality show guests that we've had on, they've explained like the situation before getting on the show, they were just living a very normal life, mm-hmm. right? And in that way, you're like, okay, I'm entering this world. I'm lucky to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You have other things going on, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the ability to make mm-hmm. that choice too.
Yeah.
You want to be selective with what you do.
Yeah, very sure.
Shit, man.
Okay. Sure.
Wow, that's insane. How many minutes are
we're at like hour 10.
Really? Okay. Yeah, so acting's coming up next. You have music coming out. YouTube, you kill it. Dude, shorts kill it for you.
Appreciate it.
Dude. Yeah, there's a couple creators, like you're one of them, that get silly views on YouTube shorts. And they blow up your subscribers, bro. You're getting like 3 million, 4 million.
It'd be going crazy, bro. It goes crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
So what's the other, what's coming up like in the near future that you want to kind of talk about?
Like
sugar mamas. Sugar mamas, give me some.
Sugar mamas.
I need some of that. I need some of that shit.
Yeah, man. Near future, man. Like, the only thing I'm really, like I say, just really, like, really diving into this acting space, modeling and music. It's, like, those are my, like, future goals for myself that I want. Business standpoint, like, of course, like, you know, Versus and, you know, all these other, like, key components that can bring.
By the way, you're the only, you seen the emails from Versus? It's you and I, The Sync. Who's the other person? You and then like
Richard.
Who is it?
Richards, Josh.
Richards. Yeah, Josh Richards. We're like the top three every single time, every week on Versus. Bow.
We're running it, man. The Versus Kings here, man. No cap.
Dude, Versus is kind of sick.
Nah, Versus lit, bro. But people who sleeping on Versus, bro, need to wake up. Bro.
I don't. I still don't understand how it fucking works.
Make that money, bro.
Yeah, because it's like just download that Versus real quick.
Download Versus, bro. I just be like, I just be like creative. You just, if you just know trends, bro, it's easy.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, bro, walking the park, bro.
I know. And people actually like play the games can actually win money.
Yeah.
It's great to promote something when you know it's like the person that's going to be playing it also has a chance to win money.
Chance to win
you know
money
I mean?
As well, bro. So, like, yeah, it's really like a good way, bro, to like, you know, make money, bro. It's fire.
Go spend your entire life savings on our Versus game.
Yes, go do it.
Literally, you can make some money,
dude. Like I actually I watched like it's like polls.
Mm-hmm. It's like gambling, bro. It's like a good way of gambling.
It is because you can't
put it.
The max you can put down is $100, right? So you can't be super crazy
with it. Yeah, which is fire. Like that's so fire. So it's just like you can make money, bro. So it's a good way to like make money by betting on things that you like doing, like everyday topics and everyday life and things that you're actually investing to.
Yeah.
Instead of like doing a bid or something on something that you don't know you don't have no knowledge or nothing about.
Yeah.
So it's like even for kids, like you know what I'm saying? It's for like kids, adults, don't matter. You don't have to go to Vegas just to gamble. You can just do it online.
Guys, this has been a great episode. We went over a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Craziest part, again, is sugar mamas, but also the fact that what you're doing now with music and acting. Go check it out, guys. All of Q's links are going to be linked down below. Go check it out. Make sure to subscribe. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Woo!